This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The Puppet Media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream, corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, December 17th, 2022. We're in hour one of the broadcast. I've got so much news and information that I want to share with you today. I've got a couple of clips. Bottom of the hour, I'm going to be playing a clip from the People's Report on the World Economic Forum. I mean, it's just amazing. They're just blatantly putting their intentions boldly in your face. It's a little longer clip than I normally like to play, but I think it needs to be played. I'm going to play that at the bottom of the hour. A gentleman named Gordon sent me a song that he had wrote. Thought it was interesting. Good enough to play. See what you guys think, and we'll be playing it sometime. Hopefully first hour, possibly at the top of the second hour before we go to the phones. And in this segment, toward the end of the segment, I'm going to be playing a clip from 2016, February 22nd. I did not know there was an X-Files 2. Apparently they brought the X-Files back for a second time. And you want to talk about putting what they were going to do with the pandemic out on television. This is just an amazing clip, and so that'll be coming up first segment. I wanted to say before I get started, I like to go to thrift stores, Goodwill, I guess they're nationwide, I don't know, antique malls, things like that. Was in the Goodwill this past week, and lo and behold, I was looking through the books. There's never anybody in the book section. If you need to be alone, you can go over there. Jim Mars' Rule by Secrecy, paperback by Jim Mars. Picked it up, looked through it, autographed. Bought it for a dollar. So I wanted to toss that out there. Okay, talking about died suddenly. My oldest son had a girlfriend about a year or so ago. And she was a little bit older than him. But anyway, she had a son that I got to know, had been around, you know, he became good friends with my younger son. His name was Austin. 24 years old. Worked at a factory here in this county. On Thursday of last week, he had told his mom that he was having trouble urinating. Hadn't urinated in 18 hours. He texted her in the middle of the night, 2:30 in the morning, and said that he had been able to urinate. His grandfather found him dead Friday morning of last week, 24 years old. The only thing that we they're doing an autopsy and results are not back, so we don't know. But the factory where he works at, if you're vaccinated, then you get paid if you're out for a cold or the flu or COVID or whatever. But if you're not vaccinated against COVID-19, if you refuse to take the vax, then you don't get paid. So, you know, I don't know. He would seem to be probably of the mindset that would be vaccinated, but 24 years old, found dead. All right, to get us started, RT reported this past week, we all suspected this, no jaw dropper here. Ukrainian President Zelensky was ready in March to meet some of Moscow's conditions for peace. Retired U.S. Army Colonel McGregor has claimed in an interview he blamed former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson for preventing a settlement. As Ukrainian-Russian delegation sat down in Istanbul in March, news surfaced of a potential deal that would have seen Kyiv renounce its ambition to join NATO and agree to neutrality in exchange for Russia's withdrawal. Zelensky said he had discovered evidence of war crimes in territory evacuated by Russian forces, and negotiations were called off. So, you know, it's obvious, and we all know, that the West does not want peace. The West wants exactly what we're getting over there, which is more war, more death, more carnage, a bloodbath, and apparently an escalation to World War III. I mean, it's just, it's really just been amazing what's happened in the last couple of weeks. I mean, these drops that Elon Musk is doing, and crickets in the news media about it. Not even covering. I mean, it just shows. It's just blatantly in your face how corrupt the news media and collusion with the federal government is. An Israeli company that specializes in 3D printed lab-grown meat with non-GMO animal cells is currently building the world's largest commercial-scale production facility in North Carolina. The Gateway Pundit. Believer Meat. How about the names they come up with this stuff? Miracle Meat, Believer Meat. What's the one, like, I think it's Burger King or something has. I can't remember. I try not to eat at those places ever, but Believer Meat, formerly known as Future Meat Technologies, is building its facility with an initial planned investment of $123 million in Wilson County, North Carolina. Believer Meat's a leading pioneer of the cultivated meat industry, officially broke ground on its first U.S. commercial facility on Wednesday. So, yeah, Believer's Meat. Well, what a future we have to look forward to. What a future we have to look forward to. The de facto head of His Majesty's Treasury announced this week that the Bank of England has begun consultations on implementing a central bank digital currency, also known as the CBDC. This is Breitbart news. I'm telling you, I don't know what it is. I don't have a cold, but I have this cough. And so bear with me. I know it's less than perfect for sure. But so, I mean, you know, I said it last week. We're seeing it all come together. They're putting the digital currency in place. When I play the clip of the World Economic Forum just telling you what they're going to do, and you know, it's like we say sometimes, you know, you're seeing some pushback over in Europe, but here in America, people are just slow walking, maybe sleepwalking into this nightmare. Chancellor of the Exchequer, Jeremy Hunt, revealed that as part of his Edinburgh reforms of Britain's financial services, the Bank of England will begin consultations on the design of a central bank digital currency, which would act as a digital version of the pound sterling. Well, we've seen the Federal Reserve saying they were going to do the same thing. We're really seeing this march worldwide. And once they get us to a digital currency, I mean, they're already in your face debanking you if you have the wrong political views. I mean, we've talked at length about what we've seen with other people recently. Yay. And I guess you can argue you're seeing some pushback with Elon Musk on Twitter, but I don't think it'll last. Something will happen. Their grip is too strong. They're not going to let go without a fight, without a real hard fight. You know, Elon Musk's plane can go down. He can die suddenly like everybody else. I mean, who knows? Who knows what they'll do? But, you know, Daryl has talked about this at length. And now, NeedToKnow.news ran this story. Dr. Peter McCullough says that the mRNA can be spread by people who receive COVID vaccines to other people who refuse the injections. He says it is transmitted through close contact, such as kissing, sexual contact, breast milk. Daryl was saying this, what, a year ago. He said the mRNA appears to never leave the body. He said that the COVID vaccines change the human genome and that the two vaccinated people can pass the code. When they have a baby, the government rushed the jabs through approval, and there are no assurances that they were safe, and there are no genotoxicity studies He said that in autopsies, the spike protein is found in the heart and in the brain. Now, if you couple that with the story from last week where they were parents were trying to refuse to allow their child to have blood that had been donated by the vaccinated. I mean, we didn't really talk about that much last week, but I mean, if you're in some sort of accident where you need blood, a lot of people's had that happen, I had it happen, then there you go. And of course, with this, I mean, just going out in public, you don't have sex with everybody you meet or kiss everybody you meet or have breast milk from everybody you meet, but it really shows how this can get around to those that are trying to avoid coming in contact with it. Helen Benown wrote, lipid nanoparticles, or their natural equivalent, have been shown to be able to be excreted through body fluids, sweat, and to pass the transplacental barrier. These EVs are also able to penetrate by inhalation and through the skin, as well as orally through breast milk. It is urgent to enforce the legislation on gene therapy that applies to mRNA vaccines and to carry out studies on the subject while the generalization of the mRNA vaccines is being considered. Well, that sounds good. All right, I'm going to play this right here. This is X-Files 2, 2016, February 22nd. The name of this this particular broadcast was My Struggle. So I'm starting this at the 37:40 mark, and we're going to end it at the 41:24 mark, so it's roughly about 3 minutes. But it's incredible. This was played on TV, apparently, in 2016. So take a listen to this. This is X-Files from 2016. Audio 3, please, Sam.
Tad O'Malley has been making claims.
Claims about what?
You and everyone you know has a piece of DNA in your genome put there without your knowing it.
Put there by whom?
Well, that's the question of the day.
This is an internet lunatic. You're not saying you believe him.
Hold on, Agent Einstein. You're talking to a scientist.
Forgive me, Assistant Director. It may sound insensitive, but the suggestion is pure science fiction.
What I'm saying, Agent Einstein, is that the facts, as I understand them, cannot be discounted out of hand.
No one has the right or the ability to tamper with your DNA.
Unless we gave them that ability.
When you say they're tampering with our DNA, that they're able to shut down our immune systems by the addition of something to our DNA.
Yes, but I don't know how exactly.
Or how it's being triggered.
I don't know that either.
Or why it's happening now.
What can we possibly do?
We need to act quickly.
You were right about that.
Well, I was wrong about the science. I was wrong about what's causing it. Dead wrong, in fact.
But it's clearly a widespread failure of our immune systems.
Through gene tampering. A virus within a virus that was put there through the smallpox vaccine. It's what these men are calling the Spartan virus.
We have to figure this out. What's wrong with the science?
Okay. The Spartan virus removes the adenosine deaminase gene from your DNA. Remove the ADA gene and your immune system will simply vanish.
Yeah, but I'm not getting sick.
It's only a matter of time.
Okay. So how does it work? How does the virus remove the ADA gene?
A process called CRISPR-Cas9.
RNA and a protein cutting genes at exact locations.
Exactly. But in this instance, used as a weapon.
The ultimate weapon. The ability to depopulate the planet. To kill everyone but the chosen.
By tampering with their DNA.
Through gene editing.
Why do such a thing and lie about it? Our own government.
Your own government lies as a matter of course, as a matter of policy. The Tuskegee experiments on black men in the 30s, Henrietta Lacks.
What are they trying to do?
That's the missing piece.
But it's not hard to imagine. A government hiding, hoarding technology for 70 years. At the expense of human life and the future of the planet. Driven not only by corporate greed, but a darker objective.
The takeover of America.
And then the world itself, by any means necessary, however violent or cruel or efficient. By severe drought, brought on by weather wars, conducted secretly using aerial contaminants and high-altitude electromagnetic waves.
in a state of perpetual war to create problem, reaction, solution scenarios to distract, enrage, and enslave American citizens at home. With tools like the Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization Act, which abridge the Constitution in the name of national security. The militarization of police forces in cities across the U.S., the building of prison camps by the Federal Emergency Management Agency with no stated purpose, the corporate takeover of food and agriculture, pharmaceuticals and healthcare, even the military in clandestine agendas to fatten, dull, sicken, and control a populace already consumed by consumerism.
And I encourage you all to go shopping more.
A government that taps your phone, collects your data, and monitors your whereabouts with impunity. A government preparing to use that data against you when it strikes. And the final takeover begins.
The takeover of America.
By a well-oiled and well-armed multinational group of elites that will cull, kill, and subjugate.
Happening as we sit here.
All right, how about that? I did find this out from the tip of the spear yesterday. I wanted to, in case anyone was watching that. That is jaw-dropping that was on TV in 2016. And I wanted to play that first before I play at the bottom of the hour after the next segment, the World Economic Forum from the People's Report. The name of it is God is Dead. It's really incredible how much foreshadowing we've seen with the pandemic, and everything else that we are seeing coming together in its, I guess, finality, how all of this fits together and how well they play, especially the American people. I mean, Tony from Chicago mentions it often that there's only, seems like, resistance maybe in Europe. Here in America, the more people I talk to, and the more I see the broad array of differing opinions and how they interpret world events and how they regurgitate what they hear on TV, and how many of them have a blindness to reality because of their religious beliefs, it just, you know, it really kind of makes your heart sink on thinking that there's going to be a come-together moment where people are going to realize that we can't continue to just slide down this slope. I mean, we just continue moving slowly left. And really, in some senses, not slowly. But if you think back to the drastic changes that have been socially engineered in this country in the last decade would be a good time frame, it's rather breathtaking. And right here's an example. President Joe Biden invited a drag queen who performs for children to the White House on Tuesday to witness the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act, which enshrines same-sex marriage into law. You know, we know what happened with the Supreme Court, sent it back to the states. And I'm a believer in state rights. Like, if, say, for like abortion, for instance, I mean, abortion, they sent it back to the states. They've not done anything on same sex marriage yet. They're afraid they're going to, is why they're doing this through executive order. But, well, I guess this passed Congress. I'm not sure. Drag queen activist Marty Cummins celebrated the invite on Twitter, and though he keeps his account private, the libs of TikTok account shared Cummins' status. To be a non-binary drag artist invited to the White House is something I never imagined would happen. Yeah, me either. Thank you, President and Dr. Biden, for inviting me to this historic bill signing. Grateful doesn't express the emotions I feel. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I remember this went through Congress, I'm pretty sure, because I think I've done the story on how many Republicans voted for it. But anyway, all of this kind of stuff that's not in the Constitution should be state rights. And so what if you had to go to a different state to have an abortion, or, you know, if all the homosexuals that wanted to be married to each other had to go live in this state, not this state? That's what state rights mean, but it's not going to happen. At least not if the left has anything to do about it. And also, they had the White House lit up in the rainbow flag this past week as well. So, I mean, it's just surreal how far this has been taken in a short amount of time to where, you know, it's not shocking anymore to see the White House lit up in a rainbow flag, or even to read that headline for people, I guess, that, you know, they're having drag queen events at the White House. That is the new norm we're all supposed to accept as this demented, immoral reality. All right, coming up on the break, back in moments.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Mm-hmm.
back on the alternative media, Baron in the studio. And, you know, I met with a friend of mine that I went to school with this past week, and he was telling me that he had heard about a conspiracy theory that people are dying suddenly that have had the vaccine. And, well, the clot shot, you know what I'm saying. But, so, of course, I waited a little bit in the conversation, asked him if he had taken the vaccine, and, of course, he said yes. And so it's interesting that people that have partaken in this insanity, they have to believe that that is a conspiracy theory, or else, you know, they would have to admit that they've made a dire mistake. And it makes me wonder, how many times will we do this story? This is NeedToKnow.News. A baby boy, Alex, suffered from a heart condition with a 95% survivability rate, but died after he received surgery using blood from COVID-vaccinated hospital supply. His parents were weary of COVID vaccines and found an unvaccinated blood donor from their church, but Sacred Heart Church Children's Hospital in Spokane, Washington, claimed that they could not find the blood from that donor and instead used blood from the hospital supply. Baby Alex experienced a blood clot reaching from his left knee all the way to his heart. The clot became infected. Antibiotics and blood thinners failed. In a shocking turn of events, the Sacred Heart Children's Hospital is now supposedly telling the family there's no record of Baby Alex ever having been at the hospital, despite the pictures, medical bills, and death certificate verifying his stay. Wow. So is it like that? I mean, are we to the level of lying that hospitals can just claim that you didn't even come there and die? I mean, that is a crazy story. It's NeedToKnow.News if you want to check that one out for yourself. Who knows? I just report, you decide, right? Well, how about this? Daily Mail Online, the ticking border time bomb. Thousands of migrants in the largest caravan in history crosses the Rio Grande into El Paso, with huge numbers being released onto the streets. Just 9 days until Title 42 ends, a group of over 1,000 migrants crossed illegally into El Paso, Texas on Sunday night. It is possibly the largest single caravan so far to cross into the U.S. from Mexico. Migrants, mostly from Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua, comes just 9 days before the expiration of Title 42, which allowed immediate expulsion of asylum seekers during the COVID-19 pandemic. I think Biden's press secretary was trying to claim this past week the pandemic's still going on. Before the mass migration over the weekend, Mexican police escorted nearly 20 buses full of migrants into Ciudad Juarez, Mexico. So, yeah, while Biden and Fauci is still going around telling everybody to get the vaccine, the border's wide open, and people can just mosey into the country. And it doesn't matter if they're vaccinated or if they're not. I mean, the hypocrisy of this whole insanity is just so ridiculous and off the charts. Unbelievable. All right, coming up on the break, when we come back, I'm going to be playing this clip from the World Economic Forum. We'll talk about it a little bit before we play it. Back in moments.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight 4 of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Well, it was all that I could do to keep from crying. Sometimes it seems so useless to remain. You don't have to call me darling, darling. You never even call me by my name. You don't have to call me Waylon Jennings. And you don't have call me Charlie Price. And you don't have to call me Merle Haggard anymore. Even though you're on my fighting side.
Running down the insane news of the week. How about that? Some David Allan Coe. If you've not heard that song in its entirety, you really owe it to yourself to give it a listen. So here we go. This is the People's Report on the World Economic Forum. And it's really just, it's just incredible that all this information is out there. And it's just steamrolling forward. And I don't know. I see the shock and the awe of people that come to grips with what they're doing, but the pushback, but just listen to this, just give this a listen and keep in mind, this is the reality in which we live. Let's play audio one, please.
God is dead, according to the World Economic Forum, who have also declared that Jesus is fake news and that WEF leaders have acquired divine powers to rule over humanity. According to the WEF, a new one world religion has arrived, and it unites all of humanity in worshipping at the altar of climate science, techno-communism, and eugenics. If you find it hard to believe Klaus Schwab's WEF would go this far, you clearly haven't been paying attention to developments in recent times. Klaus Schwab's right-hand man, Yuval Noah Harari, has announced that the WEF has been so successful in its plans that it's acquiring divine powers of creation and destruction. The blasphemy doesn't stop there. Harari also promises that the WEF will turn humans into gods.
Developing even bigger powers than ever before, we are really acquiring divine powers of creation and destruction. We are really upgrading humans into gods. We are acquiring, for instance, the power to re-engineer life.
The WEF is also increasingly hostile to Christianity and other major religions. If you read between the lines just a little, it's clear that the WEF is consciously attempting to supplant Jesus.
I mean, all this story about Jesus rising from the dead and being the Son of God, this is fake news.
Humans are now hackable animals. You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will. That's over.
According to the WEF, Jesus is fake news. God is dead and you do not have a soul. You are a hackable animal who does not have the capacity for free will. The World Economic Forum has spent decades quietly infiltrating democratically elected governments, penetrating cabinets, and wielding an outsized influence on the world from the corridors of Schwab's Swiss hideout in Davos.
So we penetrate the cabinets. So yesterday I was at a reception for Prime Minister Trudeau, and I know that half of this cabinet, or even more, half of this cabinet are actually young global leaders of the World Economic Forum.
These tyrants have now become arrogant and sure of their own success. They are no longer hiding in the shadows and pulling puppet strings from behind the curtain. According to Schwab, it is his role to shape the transformation of the world in the current period. And unsurprisingly, he admires the Chinese system of state-controlled authoritarianism.
On the G20, you were there meeting some of the leaders as well. Professor Schwab, what do you make of the result? Finally, they put something as a statement, and it seems quite positive with all the voices included.
I think it's positive. It's already positive through the fact that everybody agreed about the statement, which we haven't had the last years. Now the base has been formed, but we have to go one step further. We have to have a strategic mood. We have to construct the world of tomorrow. It's a systemic transformation of the world. So we have to define how the world should look like, which we want to come out of this transformation period. I respect China's achievements, which are tremendous over the last over 40 years. I think it's a role model for many countries.
With world leaders and cabinets firmly under their control, Western democracy has been decimated. Trudeau's Canada has become a wasteland of authoritarian control. Jacinda Ardern's New Zealand is arguably even more tightly controlled by the Davos technocrats. Why should they respect us and our human and constitutional rights if they see us as hackable animals incapable of free thought? Take a look at Brazil for a glimpse of the future. President Bolsonaro's supporters are protesting what they claim to be a wildly unfair and corrupt election. WEF favourite Lula, who hasn't even taken office yet, has already started enacting Klaus Schwab's playbook, freezing the bank accounts of protesters amid a chilling crackdown on freedom of speech and the right to protest peacefully. First Canada, now Brazil. Next, the United States. French billionaire Philippe Argillier claims he has four databases that will expose 38 individuals who control the whole world and run the shadow government. Bill Gates, who needs no introduction, is one of those 38 unelected individuals who control the daily lives of 8 billion people. According to Argelier, he can prove the Biden administration takes direct orders from this shadow government.
And altogether, 38 individuals run the daily lives of 8 billion people on Earth. Maria, the shadow government, is the entity that is behind most, if not all, elected government that tell them what to do and what not to do based upon geopolitical agreements, most of them anchored in military abroad interventions. That's what the shadow government is. And I can tell you today that the Biden administration is under the control of the shadow government. I can confirm this without any hesitation based upon the information that I have.
If you want a sneak peek of the future under this shadow government, it's worth paying attention to Bill Gates' latest announcement. Gates has a history of playing God. Robert F. Kennedy warned us about this trait in Gates' psychology years ago. According to Kennedy Jr., the World Health Organization is conducting global social and medical experimentation in accordance with the vision of their mega donor, Bill Gates, and his religious faith that he can use technology, vaccines and GMO agriculture, to make him the savior of all humanity. Gates' strategy of buying World Health Organization and purchasing control of US health officials like Tony Fauci and Deborah Birx means the Microsoft co-founder can now dictate global health policies affecting 7 billion people and to control the most intimate details of our lives, said Kennedy Jr. on his Instagram page. Just last week, Gates, in his role as false savior, was caught telling world leaders that it's time for death panels to decide who has the right to live and die.
You know, is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion. So you, of course,
well,
we're making...
An interesting thing you just said, which is just the last 3 months in life for one person or something, because we haven't had a discussion of how to allocate that money, it means we lay off three teachers to do so. I mean, in other words, we haven't had
society's
this type of allocation.
Making that trade-off because of huge medical costs that are not examined to see which ones actually have no benefit whatsoever. And because of pension generosity, we will be laying off over 100,000 teachers, which, you know, I'm very much against that. And the whole AFT will agree with me on that.
Of course, Gates' death panels have everything to do with the globalist elite's obsession with depopulation. This is the brutal, soulless world Gates and the shadow government at the World Economic Forum are determined to roll out as part of their Great Reset. We can't allow their evil religion to become the new normal. Take a look at one of the videos in the description box below for a deeper dive into these plans. Forewarned is forearmed. If you understand the importance of these videos in educating the masses about the shadow government and the evil agenda of the elite, please like these videos and subscribe to our channel to help us continue to produce this content and forewarn as many people.
We can just cut it right. How about that? How about all those clips he's strung together of what they're really saying at the World Economic Forum? I mean, they're laying it right out. What they're planning to do to humanity. And I don't know, you know, there's a lot of different perspectives you can have on this. One is, I've ran into a lot of family members and normies now that are aware of Klaus Schwab and are aware of the World Economic Forum. But at the same time, it just seems like their agenda continues to advance. And I mean, in every direction. I think, and I've said this before on this broadcast, we're going to see some other virus released, and they are going to really try to put the clamp down on the people and make a gigantic step into a world government and a digital currency. Nothing else in my mind makes sense. What else would they do? Why would they not do that? You know, next hour you can agree or disagree. Jeremy sent me a message. Yeah, the what was the name of that Respect for Marriage Act did go through Congress, and so it was signed into law. It wasn't an executive order. I was thinking that it was, that I'd done a story a couple weeks ago about several sellout trader Republicans that had crossed the aisle and voted for that. But I wasn't 100% sure. You know, it's interesting if you think about some of the things this year that hit the news and then was gone. Remember monkeypox? Remember how that was the big threat there for, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks or whatever? And another thing that crossed my mind was the blowing up of the Georgia Guidestones. Man, they dropped that story like a hot potato. They're not giving it the Trayvon Martin treatment every night, right? Then they scooped up all the evidence. And the other thing, I hadn't really had time to look into this week. Maybe next hour if somebody's got wants to shed some light on it. But, you know, we were talking about the JFK assassination the last couple of weeks for various reasons, the anniversary and whatnot. But in 1992, Congress passed the President John F. Kennedy Assassination's Record Collection Act that mandated full disclosure of all documents held by the government in 2017, which was 54 years after he was killed. Just incredible, isn't it? If you remember, Trump promised to comply fully with that law, and it was, you know, a lot of people was excited it was going to be released, but then he caved under pressure from the CIA director, Mike Pompeo, at the time, and thousands of pages of documents were withheld. Well, this week, Biden withheld thousands of documents, despite the fact that every single person involved is now dead. So Tucker Carlson this week was talking about the fact that he had a source who had access to deep knowledge of the CIA documents who, after he was asked if the CIA was directly involved in the assassination, said the answer is yes. So I didn't have time to go and get that clip and play that. Apparently that's what Tucker Carlson reported this past week. I don't think anybody here would be surprised about that. I mean, if you tilt your head back and you really think about it, when you've got a government that obviously was involved some way, shape, or form, however, whichever way you want to view your particular perspective on why that assassination happened, the President of the United States, JFK's head was blown off in full view of hundreds of people there, and eventually the entire population of the country, even though it was years later, was able to see the Zapruder film. And so we all know, I mean, I remember my dad and his brothers talking about how the JFK assassination did not make sense with Lee Harvey Oswald and Jack Ruby and the whole thing. But, I mean, here we are. We just lived through this pandemic that has broken all kinds of laws. I mean, putting COVID patients in nursing homes, the lockdowns, the clot shot. And it goes back to me beating that same dead old horse, that there's never any accountability, you know? This was interesting to me this week in the news. General David Petraeus says bolstering the U.S. military's core strength and will to take on China and increasing aid to Ukraine should be top priorities in the annual defense policy, but also condemned Congress for ending Biden's administration's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Isn't that interesting? Boy, got to give them that vaccine. I mean, all of these sellout traders in harmony. And, you know, the Bill Gates thing about death panels, and I'd rather not lay off teachers than spend $1 million. But they never say, you know, I'd rather not send a bunch of arms to a foreign country to continue war. No, it's not. It's always school teachers. It's always education. There's never enough money for education, no matter what. We're always hearing this locally, on the state level, nationally. So that's the excuse they use to try to pluck the heartstrings of the American people. It'd be better to let this person die a month earlier so we can pay these school teachers. But, you know, it's not. But we can let these elderly people that's paid into the system their whole lives and have played by the rules, we could really help them in their end-of-life care if we was to shrink this gigantic military budget that's as much as the next 10 countries combined. You know, you'll never hear them say that. They're not going to say that because they want death panels. They want to kill you. They want you dead. It really couldn't be much more obvious that what's transpired with the clot shot, vaccinating babies. I mean, if you really just take a good look at the whole thing, the hellscape, it is diabolical. It is horrific. It is the epitome of evil. Back in moments.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
All right, we're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio. You know, I had a listener sent me a song that he had wrote and performed. And so we're going to play it right here. Then next hour we're going to be taking phone calls. I may have one story that I need to get in. It's real short at the top of the hour. But let's go ahead and play This Land, audio 2, please, Sam.
1, 2, 3, 4. This land's not our land, this land's the bank's land. From California to the New World Order, from the redwood forest to the greatest reset. This land was stole from you and me. As I was walking that ribbon of bank debt, I saw above me that endless deficit. You'll all have nothing, but you'll be happy. This land was stole from you and me. By using technocracy, they give us tyranny, but call it democracy. And all around me, a voice was sounding, this land was stole from you and me. And when the day comes, all shining and sunny, and the wheat fields waving with fiat money, a voice came chanting as the fog was lifting, this land was stole from you and me. A big sign stopped me, in stenciled letters said private property, and on the back side was a social credit score. This land was stole from you and me. It's a global system that's come upon us. It belongs to the bankers and the New World Order. Basic income to fractional banking, this land was stole from you and me. This land's not our land, this land's the bank's land. From California to the New World Order, from the redwood forest to the greatest reset, this land was stole from you and me. This land was stole from you and me.
All right, there you have it. How about Gordon? I thought that was pretty good. All forms of activism count. And coming up on the top of the hour break, taking phone calls all next hour, back in moments.
I timed that just right.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.